All right, welcome to another episode of Bucking Around live from Bradenton, Florida. Not live, this is pre-recorded. But anyway, we're in Bradenton, and I'm with my friend Neil Walker. Neil, how are we doing?
We're doing good.
How's Bradenton so far this
year? Well, we've gotten terrific weather so far this year. Games are started. I couldn't ask for much more.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say it's an honor to interview you.
Thank you.
You're growing up, that team that went to the playoffs all those years, that was the team I grew up with. It was awesome to watch you guys play.
Thank you.
Hard to see you leave, of course. But I was there for your 2014 opening day walk-off.
Nice.
I just want to say thank you.
I appreciate that. We had some fun, though, right?
Yeah, it was a great time. Great time. But anyway, I want to get into it. Most people probably want to ask you, what's it like playing for the hometown team? That's the usual question, right? I want to know, what was it like getting called up to the hometown team and living at home? And you're getting a major league salary. Like, what's that dynamic like with your parents?
Yeah, I mean, it was terrific just to kind of start there. But for the most part, when I got called up in 09 at the very end of the year, I wasn't playing a whole lot.
Right.
And I was going to have a decent opportunity in going into the 2010 season to make the team. But then I started bouncing around to different positions. And so when I was in AAA and I got called up in mid, late May, whatever that was, I was like, well, I don't want to get a place, especially right. when I'm at home. You know what? At least for the short term, let me just stay at my parents' house. Right. At least I'll have my laundry done and some decent square meals.
Right.
And then that rolled into, you know, having a decent year and staying there. And by the time the All-Star break hit, I was like, I'll just stay here the rest of the year. And then rolling into 2011, I was like, I got to get a place.
Hey, even major league players are like the rest of us, right? Yeah. You live at home for a while when you got your first job, and then, you know, you branch out.
That's right. That's right. I saved myself a couple bucks. So that,
right. Well, unfortunately, you were traded to New York. I want to know what that transition was like, going to another team, especially a New York team.
Yeah.
The media is big there, you know, a lot of pressure. What was that transition like, going to a team like New York? And then also, who's your favorite team to play for outside of Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that it was the first time you get traded was, you know, I got traded twice, once to the Mets and then from the Mets to the Brewers.
Right.
The first time you get traded, it's – especially when you've been in a place for so long, it was – I'd be lying if I said it was easy. It was right. It was difficult, at least internally. You're dealing with a new spring training complex. You're trying to figure out where you want to live. You're taking your family along. Everything that everybody deals with. But when you rolled in the circumstances and all of that, it was a tough adjustment at first. And, you know, fortunately, after about a couple weeks in spring training and learning the new players and coaching staff and all of that, it was just baseball as normal. But you know, I went into a situation with New York where they were in the World Series the year before. There was a lot of a buzz around the team, and I was quote unquote replacing Daniel Murphy. So there was some pressure on that. But fortunately for me, I was in a point in my career where I didn't feel like I was trying to really prove something on a day to day basis. I knew what I did well. I knew what I was being asked to do with the New York Mets, and I had a terrific time in New York. Unfortunately, we didn't live up to the expectations that was set for us. But, and I would probably say that playing for the Mets was probably the best experience outside of Pittsburgh, just because where I was in my career and kind of the group we had there. And with the Yankees, it was great, but it was, like you said, playing for the Yankees is a whole, it's a big thing. Every day you got 40, 50 media members in the clubhouse. Craziness. You're answering questions every single day. And not like that the Mets was not like that, but it was just a little bit different.
Right. I know someone who's going to like to hear that you like playing for the Mets. My girlfriend's dad's a huge Mets fan.
Nice.
So he's going to love that.
All right.
I do want to go back to, you know, you said when you went to the Mets, you were kind of established and you knew what you were. When in your life did you realize, okay, I'm a little different? Like, I can do this as a career.
Well, honestly, I mean, in those early 2000s years, my goal was to play at the next level somewhere. And being from the Northeast, it still wasn't, you know, there wasn't this whole huge AAU ball and travel ball mantra. It was still a lot of playing for your local teams and whatnot. Right. So it wasn't until going into my senior year of high school, which was going in 2003, that I was able to try out for Team USA in Joplin, Missouri. And I had no idea. I'd played all the way down to, you know, Florida and on the East Coast and played against some of the best teams and players and was okay. And then I went and played against guys that, you know, were across the board, Billy Butler and Homer Bailey and Matt Bush and some of these guys. Right. And I realized I stacked up with those guys, and it kind of went from being, hey, I just want to go play D1 maybe somewhere. And it was small D1 at the time that I was looking. And then it just kind of slowly steamrolled into like, holy cow, I made Team USA. I excelled it with Team USA and ended up signing with Clemson in November of my senior year. And then that rolled into having a pretty good senior season and getting put on the radar per se by professional teams and ultimately getting drafted 11th overall. So it was a fun experience, but it certainly wasn't one where I was like, yeah, I was 10 years old or 11 years right. old and I was dominating everybody. It was still a natural progression to my career.
Right. Well, it's a good thing that one year Jason Mackey didn't overshadow you batting average.
I know. He mentions that every time.
But anyway, to almost wrap up here, this is my last long form question. What was the bigger accomplishment to you personally, your Silver Slugger in 2014 or being inducted into the Whipple Hall of Fame in 2012? Which one meant more to you?
I mean, both are really, really special, and especially, you know, the Western Pennsylvania, not necessarily a big baseball mecca, but football, especially yeah. on the boys' side of things. So to kind of be honored on the baseball side, but also kind of the football side, which I love football. I didn't think there was a path for me to go to the NFL or something along those lines. I thought I could have been a decent D1 player, but that was really, really cool. But yeah, that Silver Slugger, to be considered the best hitting player at your position in your league, I mean, especially to only have that once. And even that year, I didn't even make the all-star team. I got hurt, and yeah. I had an appendectomy in like late May that kind of somewhat kept me from getting the all-star team. But then to get the Silver Slugger that same year was really special, because that you know, that doesn't tell you just had a good first half of the year, right. Which, you know, certain guys will do that and make the all-star team. It was the long game. And you know, I proudly display that Silver Slugger in my house as one of my favorite things, but still at the end of the day, like I still see things as team accomplishments, you know, yeah. Especially those 13, 14, 15 years in Pittsburgh. I know I took a lot of pride. And if you ask a lot of the other guys, we took a lot of pride in, you know, going from, you know, not being super competitive right. 9 through 12, and then really taking that step. And you hope that's the case here in the short term with these guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too.
These guys are looking great.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of optimism.
I do as well.
I hang out with these guys and they try to bring me down. It's not going to happen. But anyway, I had to ask, cause you know, the Whipple, it means more.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Whipple
yeah,
means more. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, let's wrap it up with a little game here. A little okay. fast, hot take here.
All right.
A bunch of Pittsburgh topics for you.
Oh boy.
All right. So first one, Permanis or Pepe's?
Permanis.
Slaw or no slaw?
Slaw.
Good man. Yinz or y'all?
Yinz.
Iron City or Yingling?
Yingling.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Bednar.
Noel Cower or Tomlin?
Cower.
Okay. Sid the Kid or Mario Lemieux?
Oh, my. Wow. That is, you know, the fact that I don't remember watching Mario play as much.
Right.
And the fact that, especially when they won the cup in 2009 and they were around so much and we kind of mingled more so with the current players.
Right.
I bought a house off of Matt Cook before he, when he got traded. My neighbor was Chris Letang for a little while.
Nice.
So I got to know some of those guys and Crosby a little bit. So it's like, you know, 1A and 1A plus, but with those two guys, but I'd probably personally say Crosby.
All right. Hey, I got to say the same. I didn't watch Mario play. But anyway, we're going to move on to some movies. Sudden Death or Striking Distance?
Sudden Death.
Michael Keaton or Jeff Goldblum?
Michael Keaton.
Eden Park or Kings?
Kings.
Oh, my man. I love that. Kelly O's or Pamela's?
Pamela's.
Science Center or the Pittsburgh Zoo?
Oh, that's a tough one, too. Both are equally terrific, but I'll have to go with the zoo.
All right. Where am I? The Point or the Incline?
Incline.
PNC Park or Three Rivers Stadium?
PNC Park.
Pitt or Penn State?
Penn State.
Immaculate Reception or Maz's World Series walk-off?
Oh, Maz's walk-off for sure.
Pop or soda?
Pop.
Heinz Field or Acrisure Stadium?
Heinz Field.
And Steelers or Penguins?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's tough, too. I kind of see that as the same Mario and Crosby. Right. I do feel I was fortunate enough to go to the Super Bowl victory in Detroit and the one here in Tampa.
Yeah.
So to a degree, I feel like I'm playing with house money from that standpoint. But then again, we obviously never got to go to many postseason games because we were playing.
Yeah.
So, oh man, I mean, if I had to pick, I'd probably say the Steelers.
I think I would too, but yeah. I will say you missed out on the block parties.
The block parties outside of
PPG Paints Arena. Yeah. Those were the best. Yeah. But anyway, Neil, thank you so much for
awesome
talking
chatting
about
it. Yeah, yeah.
Guys, thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.